drifting bound, kept that way and open to the consequences. The end of the rope in my hand. Gold light and the ropes of my phrasing wrapped around everything, including the throbbing rigidness between your legs, shaft upstanding, and the base wrapped with golden silken strands, the light of me weaving its way into you, informing the shivers that I've set loose. Think of the space between the ropes, the ley lines of my words squeezed tight around mind and body. Those lines of influence are pathways for my control to flow, controlled and direct. The wrapped base of your cock is held in place. Every pull, every little tug on the end of the ropes held in my hands tweaks to the muscle on the back of your shaft. You feel your balls pulling tight to your body, the tip of your cock taut against your belly. Drip, drip. Bright, slick droplets of pre-cum and the oozing pleasure. An eerie, hot, trembling sweetness invades you, but I just continue tugging. Each tug, each movement, draws more pleasure out. A golden rope wrapped lattice-like around your shaft, pulling your balls against you with eerie, intense pressure that fades moments later. Up and down, a splendid movement that induces growing pleasure. Tug, tug, the pull of the strings I've laid around you. Remember, my voice creates the ropes. The strands, the guidance you want. Your belly and body and mind and cock and balls and thoughts are all bound up in me. I am connected, direct contact between your legs. You have come a long way, and you will come just a bit further on. Visualize the golden bonds surrounding you, keeping you tied down in this deep place. They exist as a splendid lattice, and now they are collecting up your arousal. Hard for me, an anchor point for the bound ropes tied between your legs. A ring of silken control that strokes up and down, as I tug at the rope. A rope held in my hand, the trailing end. Perfect bondage with a rope hanging loose in my hand. Like a lead, a leash, a guiding point. Pulse, throb, stroke, move, shift. You shift against the ropes, try to resist by tensing your body, try to pull away. There are muscles behind your cock which can be moved if you think about them. When your cock jumps a little bit and hits your belly, it pulls the rope, and I feel it. This is more than just a one-way flow of information. We are in this together. A dialogue between us. You tell me what you want when you make your body twitch and strain against the long golden rope of my binding words. You are far enough into my control that your body is more receptive to sensation. Deep inside is a part of you whimpering for it, loving the bound feelings that are playing out in subconscious ache. A fetish rises. A desire increases every second. Being bound for even one instant ignites each vector of arousal in your head. Fantasies play out. Being bound while I work you over. Touch your form. Set up a chain reaction. Tugging the rope once, twice. A third time, a rhythmic continuous motion. You feel that trailing end making you flow and gush pre-cum, glistening down your cock. It builds up inside of you, the ache to come, the sweetness in your spine. Pump after pump, moving the rope up and down from afar. You stir your hips, strain against the bound ache. You are learning to love bondage. Paths in your head created by the golden rope, by the pleasure of hypnotic trance, by the wonder of my voice pointing you to climax. Those paths become more familiar every time you are tied up, even for an instant. Pulling, tugging, draining you. I tug, and your cock spurts little trails of clear fluid, taking you nearer. Your butt tenses, your hips move, they become heavy. Your balls feel full and churning, being made to spray out every thought except for the love of my binding. The inside of your mind is coated in golden light. You learn to love the slow tugging movements, and though they are slow, there is a side effect to being tied up. Stroke, tug, pulse, the pleasure enters your body, moves up the nerves to your brain. Normally, it would distribute out into the air. Pleasure would fade, your body would settle down if it were left alone. But now, everything is locked in. Pulsing and moving your cock with tugs of the rope, flourishes of my hand. Your body keeps the pleasure in. It fills up your brain and body. You've got shivers, vibrations, moving through the ropes and blessing you with a pleasured ache. Every time I tug, the pleasure increases. Imagine a tension pulley, the kind where you tug the rope, the cargo remains where it is, even if you let go. Tug, pulling the pleasure out of you, making it flow. The silken rope carrying pleasure into your cock. Tug, again, it makes your entire body thrill and shiver. Pulling the rope, which induces a slow ratcheting of pleasure, another drop of control and obedience. Yanking away at the rope to induce a pulling pleasure in your belly, your butt, your balls. Your cock slaps against your belly. You get to roll your hips. Try to move. Draw pleasure out of the attempt. even as it falls flat and your body lets go. You ease down into my guidance. Your cock is going to spurt again and again. You will submit. Give in. Surrender to the purity of sensation. You have a tensed belly. The ratcheting from tugging this rope keeps your orgasm in the air. If I keep going, it will ring the bell and make you tip over the edge into twitching release. Of course, I could also just leave you here, hanging suspended inches from your escape, the pleasure locked inside you by those golden bonds that only grow tighter and more intense as I speak. Made of my words, made so close by my words, made to wonder what will come next, what will make you, eventually, come over the edge and into my full control. This release will solidify those bonds. You may roll them up and tuck them away in a corner of your brain, but they will be made real and more powerful. Pathways through your brain that train you. You feel pleasure when you are tied up. You feel intense shivers at the idea of bound thought and body. Now the pulley is close to the point where your bell will ring. You are near to where you will experience a shuddering, climactic release, spurting your thoughts, your cum, my control, out into the air and feeling liberated by the moment. Your insides tensing enough to make your shaft rock hard and paint the head of your cock with my intentions plus your own lust. Your balls feel swollen and full, your entire lower body tied to me. There is no telling how many little tugs of that rope will push you over the edge. Your level of arousal is locked in. It is unable to go down, only up. And it will eventually hit the right point, and your eyes will roll back. 10. Tug. So good. So very good. 9 more little notches between here and release. Tug. Pull. 8 more. But it could be any moment. You will feel that rope surrounding your cock, pulling the skin up and down and making juices flow. I could pull the rope, which makes the arrangement of net-like strands move your cock. 7 more notches, maximum. Tug. 6 more, but you could come any moment, maybe even right now. Pull. 5 more. You long, you yearn, you need what is going to happen. So good, so deep, and so more room exists on the nerve endings, more signal space. Tug. 4 more. More can move up the chain into your brain and make the nerves jump with golden light. Pull. 3 more. An ache has grown powerful in your balls and cock, laden, heavy, bound down in a new way. Tug. two, one. Come, release. Feel the bonds slip away and slither to the ground, leaving you suddenly free to let the flood wash over and the need intensify. Come for me and lock in your desire to be bound. I will bind you again and again, loving the beautiful agony on your face when over-amped arousal washes free of its reservoir and flows. You twitch, Doreen. You shiver in the aftermath, the aftershocks, the afterglow, the binding around your cock being the last to fade, and the bindings in your mind merely being stored for later. You are tied down in me, and will be again. Even hypnosis, which lacks the bondage element, is still made of my words. Words forming simple golden chains and ropes around an open mind, directed down simple paths, my paths, with the end of the rope in my hands.